Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspect accused in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is back in a New York courtroom. ABC's Trevor Ault says it's Luigi Mangione's first appearance since December.
Mangione has garnered a massive wave of popularity this week, issuing his first statement through a website created by his defense team, saying the support has transcended political, racial, and even class divisions. And donations continue to pour into his defense fund, which has now raised more than $500,000.
Sales of previously owned homes slipping last month as mortgages remain high and prices have frozen out many buyers in the market. Consumer confidence also fell nearly 10% month to month in February. Trump tariff plans are the main reason why. A district judge deciding he could not grant a motion from unions to temporarily block President Trump's mass firings of federal workers. He did, however, acknowledge the chaos caused by the blitz of executive actions. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, Metro Transit had some bus delays Thursday due to extreme numbers of absent drivers. Well, now we know that the ones who could work refused overtime to cover those routes. The city is currently in negotiations with the Teamsters 120 union, which represents Metro Transit drivers and mechanics. City officials released a statement saying they're disappointed that, quote, in the middle of bargaining, some Metro employees chose to take concerted action that disrupted a vital service, end quote. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a new bill that would designate certain places safe havens from immigration officers, like schools, hospitals, and churches. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
A new bill proposed by Wisconsin Democrats aims to designate certain locations as, quote, safe havens. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, those would be places where immigration officers would be barred. The legislation introduced by state senators seeks to maintain protections for immigrants in places like schools, healthcare facilities, and places of worship. The move follows the Department of Homeland Security's recent cancellation of Biden-era guidelines that limited immigration enforcement in those areas.
The Wisconsin Council of Churches represents more than 30 churches across Wisconsin and is part of a lawsuit suing the Trump administration, saying immigration officials should not be allowed in places of worship. And you may see new ads in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court, some of them paid for by a group largely funded by Elon Musk. The conservative Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on ads supporting Brad Schimmel, the former Wisconsin Attorney General. These nonprofits don't have to specify who their donors are, but the Washington Post says Elon Musk is its major backer. The race will determine the balance of Wisconsin Supreme Court, which currently has a 4-3 liberal majority, and it's a liberal justice who's retiring. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at five serve form in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight. In Washington, college basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow, with highs in the upper 20s. And then, on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start a melting warm-up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. You know, I prefer the snow. I hate the ice. Death by driveway, be careful. I mean, just stepping outside of your house, don't slip and fall.
Did you say death by driveway? I'm just...
You don't want to skim past that part, do you?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We're dealing with a group of people in the House Republican Conference and over in the Senate where for far too many of them, facts don't matter. Hypocrisy is not a constraint to their behavior. Many of them have actually come to the conclusion that their shamelessness is a superpower. We can't let them get away with it. We have to hold them accountable.
Thank you, Hakeem Jeffries. TV Wheel, I don't know why, I just love this one. The phrase, long live the king, will forever remind me of the Lion King when Scar throws Mufasa off a cliff. Sorry, spoiler alert. And then becomes king, only for everyone to run quickly out of food because Scar doesn't know how to manage everything. So at the end of this, the henchmen eat him alive. Just thought I'd bring that up for no reason at all.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just having a happy thought. And also maybe because they're here. Maybe that's what it is. Leave me for 2 weeks again. Oh my God.
Oh,
it was rough.
It was hard.
It was hard going, Stephanie.
Listen, it was rough.
It's can I just say, all right, because you know when I have notes, I've been listening to the new Something Ain't Right. The new Fred Flip podcast. Because everything is the Department of Something Ain't Right now, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all.
We're kind of like Doge.
We're creeping into everything because nothing's right. Yep.
So now, Francis, you are a huge Little House on the Prairie fan, is what I learned.
Huge.
Now, is that when she lost her black card? Or was it, because that was long before the Chicago concert.
Let me tell you something. When you walk around in the community, in the black community, Stephanie, talking about oranges with cloves in them.
That's Christmas.
I don't know.
That's Christmas on Little House on the Prairie. Don't you talk bad about them oranges.
So also you mentioned that Mary goes blind because of a fever. Thanks for the spoiler alert. I was never going to watch Little House on the Prairie, but now it's ruined.
I know, right?
I know.
So you were also...
Listen, Mary's the best of all of us, okay?
Is she?
That's why she's the best of us.
Okay.
That's why.
And
you always want to be just a little not good.
You were Walton's and a Little House on the Prairie fan, so you were a fan of both white, you know, mountain and prairie folk. Which
Night, John Boy. Listen, these are the things that this
John
is,
Boy
this
was masturbating. He was not in his room writing that.
Okay. You know what? That always disturbed me that good night. I'm like, can y'all get some paper walls? Could we at all? Could we pretend we have some privacy?
I used to scream at my parents. You know those long Chicago train apartments?
Yes.
My room was all the way at the back of the house. And I'd be like,
yep.
No. yeah, because I love the show.
Princess, I can't hear any more stories about your childhood. It's really, it's giving me PTSD.
I know exactly the kind of apartment building you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because now, and to quote you from this week's show, you said socks are just prison for your feet.
Yeah. Now, oh, my God. Thank you for helping me get this message out to the general public. I hate socks.
They're prisons.
They're just enslaving. They're enslaving your feet is what has what you
get. Yes, they oppress your feet. Mm-hmm.
So now, that led to a horrifying childhood story that your mom was a put-your-shoes-on person, and you did not, and you were walking up the stairs, and you almost sliced your little toe off.
Yes.
And you were bleeding profusely, needed stitches, and your mom...
Well, we can do it for you. We can do the same for you. I'll be your mom. You be
all
yourself,
right,
Francis.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
okay. I realize that I am draining blood fast. When I tell you it's pools... pools of blood, okay? And my mother is an upsetty kind of person. You don't want to freak her out, right? So I lean my head. I don't want to show her. I don't want her to see the blood.
Your severed toe, yeah. Uh-huh.
The severed toe hanging off my foot.
God.
I go, Mama, I don't want you to get upset.
Okay.
But I just sliced my toe open, and I'm losing blood fast here, Mama. Can you need to take me to the hospital.
Seems like said maybe you should have been wearing some shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. And scene. Okay.
Maybe you can get one of your little friends to take you to the hospital.
That's what she said. I had to call a boyfriend. But this conversation was like, Mama, I'm serious. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I'm woozy. Mm-hmm. You almost lost me, Mama. You almost lost me.
Well, I spent all this money on shoes for a really long time. Maybe you can return those shoes and get that money back and get some stitches.
See, I thought my main trauma was around the piano. My mom was just a little, God rest her soul, was a little, mommy dearest around the piano. Like, we used to call her the human metronome. So, like, I remember her, like, just being, nope, 3-4, and she'd, like, bang the piano. Yeah.
Don't bang.
That's what she would do.
I know,
she would bang the piano.
But it's not good radio to bang on the table.
Yeah. I grew up in a courtroom.
Yeah.
So
I do remember there being the piano being slippery from tears. Okay, but that's different than slicing an appendage off and having your mom.
Yes.
You were slipping your fingers in your tears while playing Stars and Stripes Forever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom was like, three. She would,
There's some dark stuff. I came up with compelling arguments. Because my parents were lawyers. That was all.
Francis, Bella, however, has not heard the bicycle story.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
This is the best story ever. This is growing up black in a nutshell.
Okay, so it's my fifth birthday, Bella, okay? And I've had tricycles my whole life, but never a real bike. And my father hands me a bag, right? And inside of it is a basket and a bell. And I go, my dad goes, No, it's just these things. And what he did was he fastened the basket to my belt, and he said, he put the bell in my hand. He said, now, I want you to go outside and run up and down the street. And when you see people come near you, you ring the bell.
Ring,
like you
ring,
on ring. A bike. Okay, ring the bell. And do you know, I went outside and I did that, and my family watched me for hours. While they had a bike in the
You know, it's a shock we all became comedians, isn't it?
I mean.
Wow.
I understand.
I mean, laughing.
I understand the overreactive mom. I think my college roommate called my mom and told her I had cut my hand on a, I don't know, jar or something. Uh-huh. And my mom goes, oh, could they save the finger? And I didn't cut it.
It was just a scratch.
But I understand not wanting to, oh my God. All right. Anyway, wow. Oh, and
we had a lot of fans bring us bike baskets and bells.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's sad. Hilarious.
Yes.
Really
yes. Okay. Yeah. That's the short version of it. That's it.
I think you guys would make a mint if you just went on tour and have Francis run across the stage with a bell and a bike basket.
You know,
why haven't
I
we
want,
done it?
I want a Frangela bell on my car now so I can roll my window down and ring the bell in the car.
Can I just say, I think we traumatized my mother more than, right? My brother actually stuck his hand in the egg beater once because he thought it looked like it would tickle, but it did not. It did not tickle. It was a trip to the ER. Oh, and then he hung me. You know the famous story.
Right.
He hung me once and also dug a grave for me in the basement. Yeah, not important.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Between you and was it the Baldwins, Francis, that they played this game called roll you up in a carpet and soak it in the tub. You kill somebody.
That's what they did to Steven. Yes.
I love that we're so traumatized.
Steven out the window off the second floor.
Oh, and then one of them, who was on our show? Billy. Told the story they got in a fist fight and one of them hit their mother with a fireplace poker by accident. Oh. They were aiming for one of the Baldwins and they hit their mother instead. She's fine. Anyway.
As far as we know.
I mean.
You know, isn't it amazing we're so traumatized by the Trump administration that our childhood traumas, you know, more soothing. We're just like,
God, it's like a delight.
It's a delight.
To think about them rather than read the news.
Do you think it's re-triggering all of our trauma? Like, everything. Okay. God. For instance, I sent you guys this tweet. They said, Sean said again, Steph, how is it that black people got the message? The idea that we have to baby and coddle white people to understand laws and policies that affect their own lives is infuriating.
We don't have to baby and coddle them. Let me tell you something. All these farmers that are sitting up here going, they voted for other people to feel pain. And
they are surprised
that they are what we would call equity, because we subsidize them against big agri. But they didn't understand that they are DEI as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
All these people up here, all these government workers, I was like, how's it feel?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you said checking our email to see if we've been fired from being Frangela by Trump yet. Surely there's some white men who could be a better black woman comedy duo.
I mean, come on. We're clearly affirmative action picks in this comedy team. Totally.
One of us is.
I didn't know Bella was half Latino. I would have hired I would have hired her twice if I'd known.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even know.
Taking our jobs. Taking our jobs right there. Every time I turn around.
We've talked about this before, but I love the way Chris Titus put it. He said, I can't believe you're cutting me out of your life because of politics, people who side with and vote for Nazis. I mean, you know, I keep saying that, Frangela. Sorry, we're not talking about tax rates anymore or differences in tariffs or whatever, you know.
Do you know that the new big thing at Disneyland and Disney World are for children to do the Nazi salute as they're taking their picture down various rides?
I saw that.
Steve Bannon just did it at CPAC.
At CPAC.
It's gotten to be the thing now. It's the, you know, how you doing this morning, right wing, you know. Yeah.
That's what we did. It was never about the price of eggs. It was never about any of that. And I said it, and I said it, and we said it, and said it, and people kept trying to tell us, well, we haven't reached out about the economy. And maybe if, you know, Kamala, her message just had to be more whatever. And I was like, no, this is a racist white nationalist movement, period.
Yeah.
You want to act like one of their favorite things to do? Elon Musk does Nazi salute and then tells us all we're crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
I said that yesterday, Frangela. I feel like I just can't get past that. That's at the core. We just don't like you. You're different than us. You're brown. You're gay. Mm-hmm. You're whatever.
And I get it. On an equal playing field, if life were an equal playing field, Elon Musk wouldn't be anything. So I understand why he likes privilege. I understand why he needs white nationalism, because he is not worthy.
I mean, he would not be. How do you read stories like this every day? The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights put colleges on notice, stamp out all race-conscious policies and programming immediately or risk losing federal funding. We'll defund colleges with any race programs. That's from the Office for Civil Rights. I mean, it's just...
The civil rights of white people.
Yes.
That's what that is. That's what it's always been.
Right.
White women in particular. Like, this is it's so... It's so much worse than the chickens coming home to roost. It is like the chickens came home, demolished the old house, they're upgrading. You know, like this is like, and the idea that people voted this in, knowing full well that a bunch of people were going to get hurt by it and then have the audacity to turn around and be shocked that that's them,
you know,
is just...
Yeah, I need to go to sexyliberal.com and get the DC Sexy Liberal Show, because we've discussed before, we can't hear each other off stage.
No.
But just quoting your congratulations on the birth of your hate baby, I get what the whole bit must have been, because it's brilliant.
Thank you.
Can you explain, but I mean, explain it a little more, because that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what's happening. Is your, you know.
They birthed a hate baby, and it's here now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and here's the thing about giving birth to something. You then have to raise it and grow it and stoke it and bring it to maturity.
That's right. I'm telling you, for years people have said, oh, it's the young people that are going to save us. It's the young people. And I was like, when I looked at Charlottesville, those people didn't look very old to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so I look around and I'm like, no, because these people have been raised. What we didn't know, because we're in our bubble, is that the Obama years was that is when this hate baby started gestating.
Yeah.
When they had to look at a black man in that office.
That's right.
And
that's
then since then, and then they had to deal with maybe Hillary might get to be. No. Now you're going to put Kamala. And this is. We have always underestimated just the hate in this country.
One sidebar. Yep. So is the giving birth to the, is it as graphic and disgusting as Francis giving you lesbian sex in prison if you go to prison?
Oh,
is it is that graphic, or was it
nothing is more graphic than that.
Okay. No, we got a notice from the FCC about that. We're not allowed to do that anymore.
Even under Trump, they're like, no.
Mm-mm.
It's the stuff of my nightmares. That and Cash Patel's eyes. Okay.
That's all they need to do at the, what is it, those horrible camps where they think they're going to make people not gay? Just have Francis making that face and me standing there looking upset.
Mm-hmm. 21 minutes after the hour. They're back, bitches. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. The state of the world, yes. You're correct about all of it. All this general sweep of arm. You can make it. There's many ways you can make a difference. Make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. They are a progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive causes that are fighting for a better world. All the things you believe in. You stand with the company to stand with you. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Frangela lives across from one of those companies. Yeah. Don't want no DEI. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Credo Mobile, do it. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. It is so easy. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals' need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a very geeky girl, the kind you don't take home to mama. See, that girl is pretty kinky.
Girls are super freak.
Girls are super freak. Super freak. She's super freaky. Now,
don't say anything about my dancing. Everybody sing. You know, Frangela, it would seem like in these stressful times, it would be more important than ever for us to all stand together, for us to stand in solidarity. So when Emily tweeted, Stephanie Miller sounds like Ethel Merman impersonating John Fogerty singing Who'll Stop the Rain is something I never knew I needed. And you said, oh, my God, this is a perfect description. It seems like you would stand with my Tina Turner impression and not indulge in that sort of mindless heckling.
I think that is about bringing the same level of rigor of critique to ourselves as we do to those we oppose. It's just people trying to be fair.
And it's, we all know you sound like Fred Sanford.
Oh, shut up, yeah. Francis. All right, listen. Go back to the Kalyer Helinski Institute. Lop off your other toe. We need some happy clappy news, don't we? CNN senior data reporter Harry Enten broke down the worst day of polling of Trump's presidency Thursday, highlighting four new surveys showing his approval rating sinking. This is CNN, Gallup, Ipsos, and Quinnipiac show him with a negative net approval rating, causing Enten to declare that the president's approval is underwater like the Little Mermaid. I know.
Done. Taking our jobs from our mermaids.
He said one of Trump's strengths during his first term was the economy, the idea that Trump could fix the economy. This was one of the greatest strengths. Now it's one of his greatest weaknesses. He wrecked the economy the first time. I know there's those of us going, how did anyone ever think someone that wrecked the economy the first time, was bankrupt six times, was going to fix the economy? But at least people, it seems like they're waking up, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can call it waking up when you something, you know, slams your face into a brick wall and you go, oh, my face hurts. I don't know if I can call that waking up.
More Fridays with Frangela.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. February is Black History Month. Madison will soon have a new landmark, the Center for Black Excellence and Culture. It's set to open in the fall. Meanwhile, Lisa Hale has one Wisconsin man story.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
The first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life. And then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
B.J. Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can find more local news at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow, with highs in the upper 20s. And then, on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start to melting warm up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's not an option. It's...
The word I would use is demoralized. They don't know what to do. I mean, here they're out here defending USAID. They're defending billions of dollars spent on transgender operas in Peru. I mean, make my day. Go ahead. You can defend that all day long. We'd love to talk about that. You want to run the next election on that? Go right ahead. The problem is they're the party of the corruption in government. They're the party of pardons for Hunter Biden and all of his cronies, and pardons for criminals and rapists, which is how Joe Biden left office.
Ah, rapist, you mean like Donald Trump or Pete Hegseth?
Or, yeah.
Can I just say a trans opera in Peru sounds fabulous?
I know, right? Okay.
That was noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wow. This was J.D. Vance. Because, as you know, Vladimir Zelensky is an unelected dictator who invaded Russia. He started it. He started the war. Yep. And then also this happened.
We've done a lot in 6 days, but it's going to take some time to fix what Joe Biden broke over 4 years. And we know it is easy, unfortunately, to burn the house down. It takes a little bit of time to build it back up.
Isn't that Doge's whole plan? They burn it down and then allegedly fix it.
Exactly.
Right. Can we talk about what they're burning? They're burning the Constitution.
Yes.
They're burning the United States. I do believe
the economy, our
international
standing, everything.
Absolutely. They're burning it all. And what I believe is that they will destroy this country and literally rename it to another place that they can control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Trump plans deep cuts at office that funds recovery from big disasters.
Yeah.
I mean, they plan to all but eliminate the office that oversees America's recoveries from the largest disasters, raising questions about how the U.S. will rebuild from hurricanes, wildfires, or other calamities made worse by climate change. They plan to cut the staff in that office by 84%. It could slow the distribution of recovery money to North Carolina, obviously, out here in California.
California?
Yeah.
I want everybody to think about when you've been at the grocery store, right?
Now, did you just think of that word? I've never heard that word. Grocery store? Did you say groceries?
Grocery store. You're at the grocery store.
So Trump said no one's ever used the word groceries until he did.
That's crazy. You see, you're in a line, a really super long line, but you see all these people working there, and you keep saying, why don't they open up another line? Why don't they open up another register? Why don't they open up another register? This is what they're doing to the entire country. So if you get frustrated easily, this about to be your hell.
Yeah. When they come after my Dolly, this is when it's personal.
Yep.
Indiana governor guts Dolly's Imagination Library program. The governor, Mike Braun's Freedom and Opportunity budget proposal is throwing the future of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library around the state into flux. Do you understand it's going to be a hard candy Christmas for Dolly? And that's not good for anybody. They are, they're making the program, slashing the budget. It removes their funding altogether. That's not hard candy Christmas, is it? No.
Okay. There we go.
There it is. It sends new books each month to more than 10,000 children in one county, 5,000 in another county.
Well, put that stop to that. Yes.
It has been hailed as helping raise Indiana's child literacy ranking from 19th to 6th place nationwide. They're coming after Dolly. Do you understand? Coming after Dolly.
Yeah. They're coming after education. They're coming after literacy. Here's the thing. They want to crash this economy so bad that the people in this country will go into the fields and take over the migrants' work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have no idea that part of what they're saying is bankrupting the farms, because then the billionaires can come in and buy the land for pennies on the dollar.
Yes,
I mean,
J.D. Vance has an app called Acreage or Acre something that he wants people to come in and be able to purchase through, that the fact that he can own that app. And they can start this process where people lose their farms. But you know what? There's a part of me, and I'm going to tell you something. It's the hard part of me that doesn't want to have any compassion because this is all that's ever happened
to
black
that's why
people.
Are you saying it's becoming a hard candy Christmas in your heart all the time now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You used to have a nougaty center, but yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, because this is, again, America is tasting what black people have been eating the entire time.
Yes. See, when you've been denied mortgages as a matter of law, okay, and denied the opportunity to pass on generational wealth. And then I look at these disasters that destroy entire cities and communities. What that's about, not funding recovery, is then those people have to sell their property for whatever they can get. And then that property can be bought by all of these rich people, by the 1%, and they can do whatever they want. And if we don't, the thing is, it's bad. I don't think that the answer isn't, or what Francis is saying is not that we're so cynical that it's like, oh, well, no, we have to get out there and fight. And I think people need to understand that, that we have to be out there in the street protesting, fighting, standing up to it, because that is the only way. But they have to see you. That's the only way.
I love how you say it, that it's, you know, this is what it feels like to shoot yourself in the face when you were aiming for a black person. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part for me that's hard about welcoming people back, is because you actively voted to hurt.
Oh, I'm not welcoming any. Oh, no, no. I didn't want to get
I told Chris. I told Chris. I said, Frangela and I will be the back of the welcome wagon heckling. Do not put us at the front of the welcome wagon.
No.
I did a whole story of Trump voters regretting their vote from BuzzFeed this week. I don't know if you saw all of the social media posts. And I was somewhat less than gracious about it.
I'm telling you, this is the thing. I'm not going to call you a hero, and I'm not going to call you a friend just because you woke up and maybe wake up and go, wait, this hurts me too. Like, there's nothing about that says to me you are somehow reformed, or that, you know, you knew it would hurt other people. If you voted for Trump, you absolutely knew that. Whether or not you thought it would hurt but all you were concerned about was you.
And all these Republican cowards are going behind closed doors to Trump and go, no, can you not my voters, not my district. So they're going to try to surgically just hurt the people they don't
want. Oh, yeah, and they can. They'll try, but this is what they don't understand, is that they don't care about that. The white nationalists do not care about that. Okay, go watch Sophie's Choice. She wasn't Jewish. Do you know what I'm saying? That is not that they go after everyone and everything that will stand up against them. And if you've realized that, that's to me, again, you smashed your head into a brick wall and went, oh, I guess that hurts.
Well, you know, it's like Steve Bannon said, oh, don't have to Medicaid. A lot of MAGA are on Medicaid. Well, you know, they're taking a meat axe to everything. They're obviously they're going to hurt their people, too. Here's Steve Bannon at CPAC.
The future of MAGA is Donald J. Trump. We want Trump in 28. That's what they can't stand. A man like Trump comes along only once or twice in the country's history, right? We want Trump. We want Trump. We want Trump.
Was this the Z-Kyle? Then he did the Nazi salute. Yeah. Just like Steve Bannon's, just like Musk did. These are not accidents.
Right? No. I don't know what in the world is so wrong. You know, I think back to Jesse Jackson saying a slurry word about New York.
Yeah.
And that being basically the death knell of you seeing him in any public way. That's when, you know, he stopped getting to be a commentator and all that. It's after that. I mean, people didn't, it really did damage him. And we've got people actively giving Nazi salutes and nobody doing anything about it.
Right.
And by the way, speaking of CPAC, Mercedes Schlapp, noted beard. As someone wrote.
Matt Schlapp's wife?
Wife. This is this family value, right? This is the family values convention every year. Her husband just got accused of sexually assaulting more men.
A police report has been filed this morning, as a matter of fact.
Okay. She talked about the CPAC dating scene.
What?
She said the young voters were such a decisive factor in this past election, and they swayed in favor of President Trump. It was truly amazing. I've seen people who have decided they're going to run for office or get involved in local elections. I've seen so many people who are single, and then they end up finding the love of their life at CPAC.
Yeah, on Scruff, on Grindr.
Like, okay, if you don't find them at church, you might find them at CPAC, said Mercedes.
Yeah.
I love this.
So you know why? Because hate is a communicable disease. That's why.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. The Schlapper. She's married to the Schlapper, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, boys, I'll bet you there's someone out to get you.
You'll find him anywhere, at CPAC, the White House, or a grocery store. He'll say, excuse me, haven't I groomed you somewhere before? Slap the Slappy Matt, they call him the Slapper.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Oh boy.
Ay, ay, ay. By the way, Elon Musk's baby mama, which one is this?
Oh, Grimes.
Yeah.
Canadian pop singer Grimes.
Oh, boy.
Imagine if Kamala Harris had, I don't know how many children by how many different...
13 children by 5 women,
yeah,
I think
just something, it is. Something yeah. along those lines.
She got in trouble for not having any.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. Oh, by the way, I think he met this woman on a Sudeten date. Is that where he met the dating app?
She is not... She is normal. She's... All
right. Her music is so good. It's so sad.
Grimes.
Yeah.
Grimes.
Okay. I love her music.
She had to beg him online on X to return her messages about one of their children having a pressing medical issue. She said, please respond about our child's medical crisis. These are the people, family values. But we just did a story earlier about how they are saying out loud now, we're coming for Obergefell. Like... We're trying to, we are going to, you know, penalize people that, only people that have natural children get, you know, a tax credit because they're trying to get a legal challenge that will bring down marriage equality.
Yeah. So they can get it to their courts. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This is who, the fear was real. We were not joking.
We weren't joking. We weren't exaggerating. You know, this, I'm going to tell you, Francis will tell you, this whole, this third, fourth Reich government has it's made me so old and black.
Me too.
Like all I do all day is go well, ain't that something. I don't even know what's up with me now. That's all I do.
And you know what the other thing that is driving me crazy is, it's crazy making for me, is people online going, I didn't vote for Kamala, but she needs to get in here and do something about what's going on. Let me tell you what's not going to happen. Okay? She needs a good long rest.
And Angela, by the way, you always say this is the blackest hour in radio, and I start every conversation now with, ain't this some bull... That's how I started.
That's what I'm saying. So old. I find myself, I can't tell you how many beans I've shucked. There's like the whole first floor is just full of beans.
My entire front porch is just, I lifted my eyeballs and shucked beans.
That's all
just,
it is. I've been going to Bible study and I'm an atheist.
My neighbors walk by. I'm like, ain't this ridiculous. Some, walk into another dish and ain't this some bull.
I'm like,
girls, sit down.
Just shucking beans. It's so old. They have aged me. We're not even. How long has it been?
It hasn't even been a full. It's been a month. A month and a few days.
I'm not super old black lady in the help now. That's who I am.
I'm the one who. Let me tell you something. My hand is always on my hip.
You're Leslie Uggams in Deadpool.
Yes.
I mean, totally.
Totally.
No, but it's to Francis's point. Yeah. Welcome to how black people feel all the time.
For all the time.
Okay.
Remember... Oh, please.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, remember that the first Sexy Liberal Tour show we had, we did that bit of welcome to blackness, welcome to being black, you know? I think we could bring it back because I'm telling you.
Well, this is the thing. It's being black, but without, like, the fun parts.
Right.
Like... It's like if you had to watch, you know, that Julia and Julie, the movie about, you know, the cooks.
Yes.
What's her name?
Yeah, Julia Child and Julia.
Julia and Julia, yeah.
Right, but without the Julia Child's parts.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Francis, you left your black card on the prairie next to the little house anyway. So you
I did. You've been black for quite
some time.
Next
so.
To
Let me
Olson.
Tell you something. Laura Ingalls Wilder has my heart forever. Do you understand? I go hard in the paint for her. Okay.
All right, weirdo. What's up?
So, west side of Chicago. I don't know what happened. There's some kind of portal. there's some kind of time disturbance.
There's no portal to the prairie. From Chicago.
Y'all understand how hard it was on the prairie, okay?
This I know you don't know how hard it was on the prairie.
Like everyone on the prairie was black, right? I mean, essentially, it was hard. It was a hard knock life.
They had to walk a lot uphill. So I don't know if prairie life is for
you. They did. There was a lot of snow walking. They had to put the the wagon on sleds in the winter.
There was a hill. Didn't what's her name in the opening credits like trip and roll down the hill?
Yes.
Yes. Melissa Sue Anderson or something.
Can we go back to the Waltons? Of Little House. Is that what's happening now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I wanted to do that Mary Ellen, but that's for another day. What?
She was cute.
Yeah. Okay.
Not Nellie Olson?
No.
Nellie Olson.
You gotta love Nellie. You gotta love Nellie.
She's wearing the
Real Housewives to the Prairie.
Totally.
I understand we need a distraction, but everybody, let's just move on now. 40. We went way down the rabbit hole.
That was fun.
Okay, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and having flexibility that gives you your. Guess what you get next week?
Individual liberty.
Individual liberty. Yes, you do.
Yes.
Stamps.com. Tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages all done on your time, not someone else's. That adds valuable flexibility to your life.
And liberty.
Uh-huh. Into your workday. It means you decide when and where to invest your time. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever, seamlessly connect you with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility.
And liberty.
Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a special offer. You get a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Streaming
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy
people. Aren't you glad we had to fly last year 11 billion times in 7 seconds?
Oh, my God, you should have heard my husband. He was like, I'm so glad.
We were saying that they used to go out with the hand sanitizer. They need to give out Xanax now. And they need to make those liquor bottles a lot bigger. If we're going
to try to figure out how to get a parachute.
Exactly.
So
Chris, who said, I categorically opposed making Patel FBI director. I said it would happen over my dead body. Cash Patel had virtually no experience that would qualify him to serve at the highest level of the world's preeminent law enforcement agency. Who said that?
H.R. Puffin stuff.
No, Bill can Barr, right? Who's... Who knew, like, and first of all, do they all not just look like supervillains? Like, all of them, from Emile Beauvais to Cash Patel, they're all the stuff that nightmares are made of, all of them. I mean, what did we say? Oh, human liver spot, Steve Bannon. Yeah. They're all just,
Now, don't be mean to liver spots like that.
I apologize.
To liver spots.
Because I'm obviously going to develop some over 4 years of this administration. Trump reportedly is preparing to seize control of the U.S. Postal Service. What could possibly go wrong there? He's going to dissolve the leadership of the U.S. Postal Service as soon as the end of this week. Have it merged with the Commerce Department, something, something. The bipartisan eight-person board of governor intends to challenge Trump in court. I mean, this is what this is going to be like, for Angela. Just him doing illegal stuff
and
going to court. You know.
He's selling off the country.
Yeah.
Privatize everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Trump's reported plan to seize control would violate federal law, according to experts.
Oh, wow.
That's almost
who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop him?
Yeah. Everybody's been talking about this story from Vanity Fair. You know, I'm sorry. Lots of people are exhibiting courage. How come it's only people on our side that are exhibiting much courage? Like,
they're the only ones who have it.
They're scared. The threat of political violence informing Trump's grip on Congress. So far, the judicial system seems to be holding, though a Trump-backed Supreme Court is now destined to rule on all manner of alleged overreach in the coming months. Vanity Fair writes, it's an open question as to whether Trump will abide by rulings. I'm a guess no. Republicans in Congress, however, are consistently folded. They are the heirs of the greatest generation, and they turned out to be the worst generation, said one strategist. I mean, but they're saying it's not just primary challenges funded by Musk. This is not the whole story of Republican subservience. In private, Republicans talk about their fear that Trump might incite his MAGA followers to commit political violence.
They
are
scared.
Yes, he already did. But this is where we are. I mean,
like, the idea that that could happen, it did happen.
Yeah.
And he pardoned them. I can't with people not getting this.
You know what? Something ain't right. And that's why
something
there's a department of Something Ain't Right, and it's a new podcast,
that's
got to get it. sexyliberal.com. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
See you next week.
Pete Dominic on Monday.
That's right. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and founder of Warrior Songs and veterans advocate Jason Moon. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest target of DOGE firings by the Trump administration, the IRS, even though the White House says these layoffs, thousands of them, will not impact filing.
The White House will say that the impacts will not be felt in terms of the tax filing season. That's according to sources at the IRS. But this potentially could have an impact if there are any delays for people who are trying to get their tax refunds or people who are looking for assistance right now as they're filing their tax returns.
That's ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. President Trump meeting with the Republican Governors Association at the White House right now. Republicans pushing through their $340 billion budget framework all overnight. That lays the foundation for Trump administration.